The title board will come back to order. We did meet this morning and then we're resuming this afternoon with the remainder of our agenda. I'll repeat some of the procedural matters that I went over this morning just for the benefit of the people that are present for this afternoon's measures. The title board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, representing Secretary of State Bernie Buescher. To my right is Dan Domenico, Solicitor General, representing Attorney General John Southers. And to my left is Sharon Eubanks, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who represents the Director of the Office, Charlie Pike. For anyone who wishes to testify, there are sign-up sheets on the table by the door. I should have mentioned that the time is 2 p.m. Just for the record, the meeting is recorded. It is broadcast over the internet. The procedure that we follow for each new measure involves three steps. First, we hear from the proponents, and I give the members of the board an opportunity to ask the proponents any questions that the board members may have in order to make sure that the board members understand each proposal. So that's the first step. The second step is to determine if the board has jurisdiction to set a title, and that requires the board to determine if each measure complies with the single subject requirement of the Constitution. And then finally, if the board does determine that it has jurisdiction to set a title, then the board will proceed to draft titles working from a staff-prepared draft, which is a copy of which is on the table by the back door. Decisions are reached by two of the three members of the board. Anyone dissatisfied with the decision of the board may file a motion for rehearing with the Secretary of State within 7 days of today. I want to emphasize that we are not concerned with the merits of any proposal, but only with the setting of titles. So with that, let's turn to the next agenda item, which is 2009-2010 number 43, medical marijuana dispensing facility operations. Could hear from, if we have someone to represent the proponents. Yes, if you'll come forward and identify yourself for the record and who you are, and if you have any information you need to give us, that's fine. Otherwise, we'll go straight into questions.
Okay. Brian Vicente, I'm one of the proponents of this amendment number 43. Comment at this time.
Thank you. Are there questions? And it's Vicente?
Is it? Yeah, it's Vicente, V-I-C-E-N-T-E.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Vicente? Ms. Eubanks.
Mr. Vicente, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding sort of the licensing scheme that your measure would propose. And it requires a state licensing process, but it also requires localities to create a licensing process that only kicks in under certain circumstances. One would be if the state doesn't establish their state licensing process, or it's established but reg agencies doesn't process applications, or if a license, an application is denied on the state level and it doesn't specifically notify the applicant of the reason for the denial. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So if state is doing everything that it's supposed to under your proposed initiative, there wouldn't be necessarily, it's not a dual licensing scheme like with alcohol or things like that?
Not necessarily. The ordinance or the proposed amendment sets out that a locality may enact ordinances and regulations not in conflict with this section regarding the time, place, and manner of the medical marijuana dispensaries. That's section D, I guess it would be 12D. So, you know, our intent is to allow localities to have a large degree of control over time, place, and manner issues in relation to dispensaries, zonings, perhaps signage, things like that. But ultimately, it's up to their discretion whether to act. And there really there to act in case the state does not act on its own.
Okay. And in terms of the timing, in terms of the state laws being in place by March 1st, 2011, localities having some sort of system at least in place by that same date, the fact that your measure doesn't require the processing of applications until May 1st, 2011, that gap wouldn't qualify as constituting the Department of Rate Agencies not processing and issuing application licenses as one of those reasons to trigger localities being able to license a facility?
That's correct.
Okay. I think the only other question I have is in regard to the two definitions on the last page of your initiative for the dispensing facility and the production facility. I'm reading those definitions in a way that would prohibit any sort of limitation being imposed or a cap being imposed on number of patients, number of primary caregivers that a dispensing facility can deal with, or on a production facility, how much marijuana it would use. Am I correct in understanding those definitions?
Yes, the definitions essentially state that the number of patients or providers, or excuse me, patients or caregivers, which either of those facilities provide for, should not be limited in number. So essentially, it'll function as any other business does. Alcohol, you're not limited in the number of customers you can have, and so forth. Maybe worth saying there is an implicit limit on patient numbers because there's only so many medical marijuana patients in the state. So there is a limitation out there, but ultimately the actual facilities themselves would not be limited in how many people they can service.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, then let's turn to the question of single subject. Mr. Vicente, how would you describe the single subject of the measure?
Single subject would be an initiated amendment to regulate the cultivation and distribution of medical marijuana.
Regulation of cultivation and distribution? Is that
correct? Okay. To regulate the cultivation and distribution of medical marijuana.
And would it be a fair characterization that the basic purpose is to grant the right to operate and obtain to operate medical marijuana dispensing facilities and medical marijuana production facilities? That's the basic purpose, is to...
I think that's accurate, yeah.
I mean, and everything in the measure then would relate to that right by virtue of providing for licenses and legislation and fees and reasonable regulations and that kind of thing.
That's correct.
I don't have anyone else signed up to testify on the measure, but I do want to find out if there's anybody who wishes to contest the measure on the basis of single subject. If anybody wishes to argue that the measure does not comprise a single subject, I'd like to hear about that from the public. I'm sorry, are you Beverly Kennard? Okay, I thought you were not going to testify. So if you'd like to testify on that question, okay. So if you would come forward then and identify yourself and who you represent, if anyone, and tell us your position on the
same subject. Sorry, Mark. No, I thought it was against the issue. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Thank you.
My name is Beverly Kennard. I'm president and founder of the Guarding Our Children Against Marijuana nonprofit organization. I do not believe that this is a single subject situation. Licensing and operating a dispensary is one item. Operating and licensing a production facility is a second item, and the reason for that is because that, as we proved a few years ago, when you produce a product that has marijuana in it, you actually can be manufacturing any product, including illegal drugs, so long as that product has a little marijuana in it. You're also able to produce the candy, the soda pop, the smiley face gumballs that are available for children. All of these things are a separate situation from a dispensary that would be selling or transferring. So that is my thought on that. The other situation is that when you talk about requiring local entities to have ordinances, you are taking control and restricting them because you use the word shall, and you ban them from doing what they choose to do in their local communities. And that's what I have to say about the single subject. I think there's at least three subjects on this, three titles, and I thank you for your time.
And would you mind restating the first two subjects? I wanted to make sure I understood your third one, but what was your first two again?
The first subject, you'd either have one for licensing alone, but if you use license and operating a dispensary, that is one total situation where you have a large corporation, as an example, coming in and setting up shop and providing all of the protection that's needed, or the lack of protection, whatever it might be. That is the sale to caregivers, the transfer of marijuana to caregivers or to the patient who pays for it. That is the collecting of money. That is operating a business. The production facility is where they will be doing the production, the manufacturing of things such as bakery goods, like brownies with marijuana in it, or the candy, or the soda pop. But the reality is there are no limits on what can be produced there. And so you have, this would be giving them approval to produce whatever, manufacture whatever they choose to manufacture, and people would not be aware of it. I did the same thing a few years ago on hemp marijuana. I used a similar terminology called manufacturing. This time it's production.
Any questions for Ms. Kinard? Did I say it right that time? If not, Mr. Vicente, would you like to respond, if you'd like? Anyone else wish to testify on the single subject issue? If not, then I'll turn it over to the board for discussion. Any discussion by the board? Seems to me that, where I am at this point is that this is a single subject. It concerns basically dispensing and the right to operate dispensing and production facilities. And I think dispensing and production, I don't view as separate things, but it's sort of like, to me, kind of like sales and use tax. They're two different aspects of the same thing that I'm not quite sure whether there's a common term for it or not, but for the sake of providing medical marijuana to patients, production and dispensing would be part of, I think, the chain that provides that patients would have medical marijuana. So I don't think I see, and it seems to me that everything in the measure, including the local regulation or the opportunity for local regulation or the requirement of local regulation, are all interconnected with what I think is a single subject. And whether Mr. Vicente was describing it, I think, as regulation, I was thinking of it more in terms of the right to operate facilities. But in any event, it that strikes me as one basic subject with everything in the measure connected to that. But that's kind of where I am right now. Further discussion? Ms. Eubanks?
I too think that the measure contains only a single subject. I'm not sure that I agree with the single subject that's in the staff draft. I think that may be a little broad for what this measure is doing, but that I am comfortable with going forward and setting a title based on the fact that it consists of a single subject.
Any other discussion or a motion? I guess I'll go ahead and make a motion.
I would have the title board find that proposed initiative number 43 contains a single subject, and we proceed to set a title.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then let's turn to the staff draft. Ms. Gomez will display it on the screen in the room. And Mr. Vicente, let me give you an opportunity first. I'd like to ask if you've had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any concerns, objections? Are you okay with the staff draft? And I need for you to come to the microphone so that we get you on tape.
And to clarify, the staff draft was emailed to me in advance of this meeting. The staff that the draft
referring to. Yes, and that should be what you've already seen that. That's the staff draft, what's displayed on the screen.
Yes, I have no opposition to it.
Let me ask if there's anybody else who wishes to comment on the staff draft. Seeing none, then I'll turn it over to the board for discussion. Maybe following up on earlier questions and comments, including what Ms. Eubanks just said, I have a question for you, Mr. Vicente. The expression of the single subject, we're required in the title to first express a single subject, and the expression right now is concerning regulation of medical marijuana. And that does strike me as being overly broad. That's a pretty broad subject when I think you described it somewhat more narrowly, I think, and I certainly described it as more relating to the right to operate dispensing and production facilities. So I'm wondering if it would make some sense, in your opinion, maybe to narrow that single subject more in line with what the measure seems to be focusing on.
So essentially to narrow the single subject to say mm-hmm. something closer to, this establishes the right to operate facility, medical marijuana production and cultivation facility.
I mean, it might be, I don't know, I mean, in fact, I'm curious to hear what the other board members might suggest, but it could be concerning the right to operate production and dispensing, medical marijuana production and dispensing facilities, for mm-hmm. example. And in connection therewith, then we would still list the major features of the proposal. But I am kind of interested in maybe recharacterizing that description of the single subject.
And I think we're open to that. I think that's a fair characterization, maybe even zero a little more in, if that's what you're comfortable with.
Eubanks, did you want to make a suggestion, or?
Well, I'm a little torn. Understanding, sort of the cultivation and distribution aspects of the two different facilities that this measure deals with, and my aversion to ands in terms of whether or not that opens the door to at least a potential for challenge on single subject grounds, that it's cultivation and distribution. I don't know if it helps to talk about to flip it in terms of about the right to own medical marijuana facilities and not have any reference to cultivation and distribution, or you throw those terms in. I haven't come up with something a term to that seems to encompass the aspects of both the types of facilities that gets me out of my box of using an and.
Domenico.
Can I just suggest using facilities?
And not being specific?
Yeah, I mean, as I as I said this morning in our session, I think we're losing sight of sometimes the purpose of the single subject statement and trying to do within the statement of the single subject what the whole title is supposed to do, which is encompass all the material aspects of it. I think if we just said an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning medical marijuana facilities, that's an accurate and sufficient statement of the single subject, and then the details of it can and I think should be left to the body of the title. I mean, you could leave regulation in there, but personally I would just say, you know, what's the subject of it? It's medical marijuana facilities of a couple different types. And then what's it do? It both regulates them or sets up a structure to regulate them and creates, in a way, a right to own and operate them. I would be uncomfortable using the word right in the subject, statement of the subject, for sure. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it anywhere. As for the single subject, I think it should be left fairly broad and just give people an idea that this is the title of the initiative that has to do with medical marijuana facilities is good enough for the statement of the subject.
I do like the principle, Mr. Domenico. I think talked about it on some earlier measures. I wonder though whether we should be a little narrower than just the regulation. My first problem with regulation, it implies, it seems to me to suggest something different than what the measure is doing, I think. I mean, I think it is about the right to own and operate the facilities, not about regulating them. The right comes with regulations. I guess this one reminds me a little bit more about the one we had this morning where our single subject was the right to a person's to medical choice or something like that. And it seems to me the fundamental flavor is allowing people legally to own and operate dispensing and production facilities. And that ought to be captured in the expression of the single subject.
Yeah, it does both. I think you're right that part of it is to make clear that you can't just abolish these facilities, but part of it is also to set up a structure to regulate them. I mean, instead of trying to make it narrower, I would just make it broader. This is about medical marijuana facilities, and then the details of it are left of how we deal with that subject or how the measure deals with the subject are what the body of the title is for. I don't think it's possible to write these in a way that captures every material aspect of what's going on in the subject. I mean, that's what the whole thing is for. So, I mean, if you want to include a language about the right, I didn't particularly care for the one we did that way this morning, but I'm willing to go along with it because I don't think it's inaccurate. I just think it's makes our job harder than it needs to be and doesn't do a lot for the voters.
Eubanks?
And of course, I didn't benefit from your discussion this morning, but I agree that I think that the measure maybe touches upon more than just pure regulation. I think I may be uncomfortable to have the single subject talk about the right to operate these facilities, because I think there's more to it than that also. It's not an absolute right. Obviously, if people don't meet whatever requirements are established through the licensing process, they aren't entitled to a license, they can't operate a facility. Whether or not maybe a middle ground might be concerning the operation of medical marijuana facilities, because I mean there's other things in here, everything from minimum labeling requirements for the medical marijuana, minimum security requirements. So there's some other things in this measure that isn't, at least not the licensing scheme. Yes, in a very broad sense it's regulation, but whether it's concerning the operation of these facilities, and within that subject matter you have a discussion of this right to operate, the licensing scheme, the immunity from liability, those sorts of, they're all relating to the operation of facilities, whether that might be sort of a middle ground away from regulation but not going to the right.
I certainly like operation, a more neutral term. I mean, again, on the one hand, is it about the right, in other words, the legalization, or is it about the regulation and the restrictions? And operation seems to me as more neutral. Mr. Vicente, do you have any preferences about this? Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess... I think I would be most supportive of having listened to this discussion and thought about this independently. It would be something like the regulation and operation of medical marijuana facilities. I think inherent in regulation is establishing a right, and operation deals more with the day-to-day labeling and so forth. So I think that would be a pretty accurate assessment.
In our dilemma, and just to elaborate on something Ms. Eubank said earlier about conjunctions, when we say something like regulation and operation, it looks on the surface like we're expressing two subjects instead of one. So we try to, that's why we sometimes try to avoid conjunctions. So we're looking for one word,
yeah.
I think.
And I guess I would prefer regulate. I just think having drafted an amendment, that's a little more accurate.
Can I just make one more pitch, that this is supposed to be a subject, not an explanation of what it does. And it's about medical marijuana facilities. The rest of it can tell us what it actually does. So this effort to kind of explain what it does in the single subject, I think, is going overboard. That said, I'm okay with the operation of, including the operation of it. My preference would just be to say concerning medical marijuana facilities.
Well, in light of proponents' comfort with word regulation, I'm okay with that too. Operation or regulation. And we do. I mean, once we set a subject here, the next clause does say creating a right to own and operate, etc. I mean, it's not like anything is lost here about the detail that, as Mr. Domenico's pointing out, we'll explain the chief features of the measure. Just looking for the right key word that expresses a single subject. So to me, either operation or regulation would be fine. And I guess I'd probably lean towards regulation, since that's Mr. Domenico's suggestion and proponents are comfortable with that.
That's actually not my suggestion. My suggestion is to get rid of regulation, operation, and just say what it's about.
I'm sorry.
Is medical marijuana facilities, concerning medical marijuana facilities. That's what I would, that would be my number one preference. I'm okay with operation or regulation. I probably would prefer operation, but I'm okay if, I won't vote against any of, I think any of those do the job we're required to do, I guess is what I'm saying.
So how about the concerning the operation of medical marijuana facilities?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Put that on the screen. Concerning the operation of medical marijuana facilities. And you wanted to testify, sir? No, well, I'll accept it. Are you signed up yet, or are you? Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give us your testimony, and then I'll give you the sign up sheet to sign up on. If you'll identify yourself, though.
Sure, Levi Price, just a member of the public.
What was the name again?
Levi Price.
Thank you.
One of the goals of this board in setting a title is to properly convey the intent of the initiative to the public. The thing I would point out to you is that in the context that there is currently a dispensary on nearly every corner of South Broadway and throughout the state, using the word regulations probably the clearest to the public. To talk about the ability to operate a dispensary or the right to operate a dispensary in light of the fact that there's already a dispensary on every corner, I understand it's a legal gray area. It doesn't really articulate what this initiative does. What this initiative does is trying to regulate establishments that already exist. I think the word regulate is fairly important.
So you're okay with it, except you would say, instead of operation, you'd say regulation.
I think because there are so many dispensaries currently in operation, to not use the word regulate is misleading. You are talking about regulating entities that already exist. You're not talking about providing a new right to operate or to start operations. You really are talking about a regulation of entities that already exist. And I think to make clear to the public, which is the most important, it will be confusing to the public to hear about a bill allowing dispensaries when they already see a dispensary on the corner. But a bill regulating the dispensary they already see on the corner would be quite clear.
Thank you. Any further discussion by the board?
To respond to that, I appreciate that comment. But my understanding is that one of the concerns motivating this is that, in fact, after this legislative session, there's a fear that that the legislature would, or local governments, will shut down all those dispensaries. And part of the point of this is to make sure that the legislature can't, or local governments can't, completely shut down dispensaries. And so I think regulation alone is a little bit problematic for that reason. But again, that problem would be solved by getting rid of our effort in the subject to try to encompass everything that it's doing and just saying medical marijuana facilities. In my view, it would be preferable.
Not to wear out my welcome, but I wouldn't think this board would want to take into consideration hypothetical possibilities of legislative action. I mean, right now they are on the streets.
Well, I appreciate that, but the fact of the matter is this ensures that they stay there. And that's an important aspect of it that simply saying regulation doesn't capture.
And I don't know, to beat a dead horse a bit, I guess. I started off with the concept of right as being important for similar reasons. Since that's the first thing in the measure, I assumed that was the primary purpose, was to establish a constitutional right, and that the rest of the measure imposes reasonable regulations that limit that right, which is normal for other rights as well. So I was focusing on right, but I've been persuaded not to do that. But I think it's a little misleading to focus just on regulation with the presumption that the legal right is there and will remain there. So I'm comfortable with operation, but I guess for the sake of discussion, I'll move that change as shown on the board, on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And I think, Mr. Vicente, you did not have any other changes you would suggest to the staff draft. And Mr. Price, since you're on the board now, if you have anything else you want to say to the staff draft. Otherwise, I'll see if the board members want to change anything. So it would read concerning the operation of medical marijuana facilities.
Concerning the regulation of operation of marijuana. I'm sorry, I just think all corners of the board.
I respect that. Thank you. Any other changes to the staff draft, Ms. Eubanks?
On the phrase starting on line 2 about the right, I don't see in the language of the measure that it's a right to own. I think it seems to be a right to operate, and so I would suggest removing the language own and, because I don't believe that's based on the language of the measure itself.
And I think that's correct. Mr. Vicente, any objection to that?
I would just point the board to 12A, where it says a person shall have the right to operate and to obtain a license. So I guess perhaps obtain would be appropriate instead of own.
But isn't that really, I mean, the right to operate, the right to obtain a license to operate, both relate simply to operating. There's not, I don't see a right to own something.
Well, I guess our assumption was that obtain would mean the right to actually acquire, and operate would be more the right to engage in the operation of. I'm not sure if it's that big of a deal, but you know, we did put obtain in there specifically.
Thank you. I mean, I think I'm more comfortable with striking own, and because I just think it's more faithful to the language of the measure.
I would so move that change.
I'll second it. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Ms. Eubanks.
A couple of places where there's references to localities, it talks about state localities, and I don't know what state localities are. I mean, it's either the state or it's the localities, which is a defined term in the measure. I mean, those localities have to be in the state, but I find those references confusing. One of them is on at the end of line 6, so I would strike state, that location, as well as on line 9, striking state. I would move that change.
I'll second that. Any objection, Mr. Vicente?
No objection.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Ms. Eubanks.
One of the provisions of the measure, which is on the third page, paragraph G, at the very end, this is the immunity that someone who holds a license for one of these facilities shall be immune from arrest or prosecution. And I don't know, that seems like an important feature for people to understand, going to sort of the legalization of these types of operations. And it's not mentioned in the staff draft, and so my question is whether or not it needs to be. I mean, through the regulation and all, it's implicit. I mean, you have the requirement that the legislation that the states, the General Assembly is required to enact, make an exception to the criminal laws regarding sale and transfer of marijuana. And it just, I don't know, that just seems like an important feature that voters would want to know, that because, as I understand it, this is basically legalizing these types of operations. And the title never really says this. I mean, you read stories in the newspaper every day about, you know, the problems because of the federal laws and the state laws and the medical marijuana provision in the state constitution, and it just seems like to include something in the title may be important, but I'd be open to the other board members' thoughts on that.
I'm trying to digest that. I mean, the provision in G that provides for licensees to be immune from arrest or prosecution, and I am trying to square that up with 12B1, which requires the General Assembly to enact exceptions from the criminal laws for engaging or assisting. Those seem real close to me. What we have in the title is in line four, I guess, exceptions to the state criminal laws for cultivation and distribution. And I think
whether you think that's sufficient.
I don't know. I mean,
I think my view is that it might, that the statement in G is broader than the statement in B, I guess it is. And that, but that in the sense that G covers the situation if the General Assembly doesn't enact the legislation, it may cover if there are local ordinances, I don't know. And so my suggestion might be to include something about that statement in G, but doing so then might let us delete the list. It might make the statement on lines 4 and 5 unnecessary. I guess if I drew a Venn diagram, the G would be the bigger circle and B1, I think, would be entirely within it. That B1 might be a good idea, but if you're constitutionally immune from arrest or prosecution, if the General Assembly failed to write in this exception, you'd still be okay. But that's my view.
Mm-hmm. If I could ask Mr. Domenico a question, under your taking that approach, would you still have a statement about that the General Assembly is required to adopt legislation?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not sure if...
because otherwise, you know, maybe, there's not a reference to the license.
To be honest, I think you'd still need them both. My Venn diagrams aren't entirely overlapping, I think, because G creates a broad immunity for people who are licensed, but B1, at least arguably, doesn't require, covers people who don't have licenses under this section, I think, or it could. And so it's narrower in one sense, but broader in another. So maybe we should just add G, then that would add a little language, but cover our bases a little bit better. Because I agree with you that I think G is important, at least as important as that part of B1.
Happy to entertain suggested language.
I guess I feel it's appropriate as written. If the purpose is really to give a summary, it says it's creating an exception to the state's criminal laws, and it also says that it's creating a new right, sort of inherent in that. Clear that it's an exception to the criminal laws, so I feel like the details are gone into the actual amendment.
And I don't know, along those lines, I'm not I'm not opposed to including something, but it does seem like implicit in creating the right to do something is maybe that you won't be prosecuted for it, but you know, if this really is a central feature that that voters might need to know, I'm open to including it, but thanks.
Something along the lines of inserting a phrase, granting immunity from arrest or prosecution for activities related to the operation of licensed facilities. In terms of where to put that, I don't know, I might put it at the end. I have some questions about the last phrase on the staff draft too, but maybe put the immunity clause at the end of line 12, striking the "and" on line 11. So you'd say "and granting after process," do a semi-colon. Uh-huh. All right. Strike the "and" there on line 12. And on line, or on line 11, then on line 12, after process.
Semicolon.
Semicolon, "and granting immunity from arrest or prosecution for activities related to the operation of licensed facilities." Licensed facilities.
I feel that's overly broad for activities, gang-related activities. I mean, I feel like that's setting it up in a way that's unfair. I feel like it's duplicitous because it's already stated in line 5, requiring the General Assembly and legislation. And it's General Assembly to adopt legislation regarding statutes of the criminal laws for the cultivation and distribution of medical marijuana. Give the broad overview.
I'm probably opposed to the clause because I think it's unnecessary, but if we're going to include it, I think it's pretty good. I'm trying to figure out if there's something less vague than activities related, you know, activities in furtherance of activities, or something. I don't have a good suggestion. I mean, I think it does have to be activities related to the operation of licensed facilities. I'm not sure that I would necessarily read gang activity as related to the operations, but I guess you could argue that. Ms. Eubanks.
And I guess, you know, to me it's granting immunity to what results from the operations of these facilities is that you're helping or assisting in the medical use of marijuana, and for at least some of the facilities for the sale or transfer of marijuana, because the marijuana is being provided. I mean, it's a chain of how it eventually gets to the patient. I think immunity is an important feature of this measure.
Mr. Domenico?
I'm starting to come around to the view that maybe this isn't necessary, in that reading the rest of it, I can't picture... I mean, technically, I do think it might... There are some instances where it could come into play, if depending on how everything else goes. But I also can't picture someone voting for this, if we left that out, and being shocked that it means licensed people can't be arrested and prosecuted. Or changing someone's vote, whether that's in... I guess that's a better definition of what's material, is whether it might change someone's vote to know that that's in there. And I don't know. I don't know who would vote either for it or against it without that provision. Now, if we are going to leave it in there, I think you could address some of the concern about it being too broad by adding the word licensees after granting, and maybe by adding the word authorized either before activities or before operations would make it clear that it's not anything that's done at these places, and it's not immunity for anybody who had anything to do with them. But frankly, you know, I guess it depends on how you define a material provision. Is it a legally material provision in that it might be something that comes into play at some point? Yes. Is it material in the sense that voters need to know about it, and that they would be misled or confused without it? That, under that definition of materiality, I think I'm starting to believe it's not material.
Would it help, again, I'm not sure I want it either, but would it help, say, granting licensees immunity from arrest or prosecution for activities related to operations?
And that was one of my suggestions, and I do think that helps narrow it to say licensees, and to say, put in there somewhere, maybe authorized. Activities or authorized operations also limits it. But again, Mr. Hobbs, I think you suggested you were leaning against including it. And if you're leaning against it and I'm leaning against it...
Can I make one pitch? Okay. As to why I think this is something different. I agree that in general, if you had just the language up on lines 4 and 5 about creating exceptions to the state criminal laws. I mean, basically what you're doing here is legalizing this type of business. I mean, it's going to be as legal as a convenience store, a bar, a retail store, whatever. It's a legitimate business operation that can operate out on the street corner. You don't see the law granting immunity to any other business owners because they're engaged in the operation of a legitimate business operation. This is something different. Now, I mean, you don't see bar owners being immune for serving someone underage. I assume that these folks wouldn't be immune if somehow their marijuana gets distributed to someone who isn't involved in the chain of providing medical marijuana to patients that are authorized to receive it. But, I mean, you don't see these grants of immunity in the law for very many businesses, and it's usually very, very limited immunity, you know. Immunity for liability for injuries incurred. I think of, you know, outfitters or, you know, different types of legislation that the General Assembly has considered. But those are exceptions. And so to have this grant of immunity in addition to the requirement that the General Assembly enact exceptions to the criminal laws that would be applicable, to me, this seems like something different. It's not just part of legalizing these operations. And that's why I think it's a major component and it should be included.
Well, I mean, it is different, but that's because this is dealing with a drug that's otherwise illegal. And, it shouldn't be surprising, I don't think, that it's a little bit different. I don't think that we should be suggesting, because I don't read the measure this way, that sentence is meant to immunize licensees from selling to underage people who don't actually have licenses, anything like that. I mean, it seems to me they're in the same boat as... It seems to me what that does is makes clear that these people are in the same boat as a liquor store owner or a pharmacist, which is that if they follow these rules, they won't be arrested for it, even if the legislature doesn't follow the requirement to enact legislation. That's my view of how that's meant to work. I mean, that's what the beginning of subsection G is all about, if the General Assembly doesn't enact legislation. So,
I think I might want to ask Mr. Vicente for an interpretation. I mean, I've been reading G sort of not add the last sentence of G to not add much. I mean, if you're a licensee, then you can't, you know, that's implicit that you have the legal right to do something and therefore you would not be prosecuted for it. But the actual wording of it, you know, the closer I look at it, is it's a little broader. It doesn't limit the immunity to licensed activities. It grants immunity from arrest or prosecution for engaging or assisting in the medical use of marijuana, etc. And that's, on the surface, might be somewhat broader than engaging in licensed activities. And so if the intent of the language is to do something more than simply to operate a licensed business and grant immunity for something more than that, I would change my opinion, I suppose. Mr. Vicente?
Yes, the intent is to provide an exception for law for people that are issued a local license as opposed to the state license, which was previously granted a level of immunity or an exception. To me, those terms are interchangeable. To address your question a little more specifically, you know, it says person shall be immune from prosecution for the medical use of marijuana. That's actually a defined term in the Constitution in Amendment 20, and it says, you know, this can only be provided to licensed patients and certain purposes and so forth. So I think it is specific, and to again look at in the reference of Amendment 20, which is the medical marijuana law in the Constitution, you know, that creates an exception to criminal law for people engaging in the medical use of marijuana, and it lays out what the provisions are there. But what that means, and I've litigated many cases on this, is that's an immunity from arrest or prosecution for the activities related to that medical use. So, you know, I think they're just interchangeable terms, and I think it's duplicitous to add that. And if, you know, if it were really concerned about that, I feel like it could be addressed by adding to line four, requiring the General Assembly to adopt legislation regarding exceptions to the state criminal laws for the cultivation, distribution, and distribution of medical marijuana at licensed facilities. You know, would that fulfill the goal?
Yeah, in my view, the way this works, I think, with Amendment 20 is that Amendment 20 creates an exception, basically, from criminal prosecution for users of for people who engage in the medical use of marijuana themselves. And this creates the same exception, I think, for the people who license people who provide them with their medical marijuana. Think that to me is not surprising or really material once you've said you have the right to do this. I mean, I guess I'm okay with it adding it in. Although I think I agree with Mr. Vicente that I don't know what it adds really in the materiality sense of material to voters, as opposed to potentially being something. I mean, I don't expect that you're going to have a bunch of people coming in and saying, well, I'm a licensed medical marijuana facility operator, so I'm entitled to this immunity. And yes, it's true, I was selling all this marijuana to people who have no license and are 12 years old, but I felt that it was for their own medical use, and therefore I'm immune from prosecution. I don't think that would get very far, and I it's not how I read the section. But it's the people in the existing parts of the Constitution that they'd be assisting, and as long as they're doing that, that they'd be covered by this, which is not a surprise given the rest of the language, I think.
I'm still a little confused, Mr. Vicente, about the language and in your answer to my question. And maybe it's because I don't understand Amendment 20 well enough, but when you happen to be a licensee and the last sentence of paragraph she then makes you immune from arrest or prosecution for engaging in or assisting in the medical use of marijuana, and that appears to be unrelated to your licensed activities. That sort of seems to say you've got, you know, a broad immunity whether or not you follow the other requirements of Amendment 20. So as a licensee, I could use medical marijuana without any limitation. I would be immune from prosecution. Now, am I just being overly technical or overly literal?
Well, you know, that was not the intent. I feel like indeed the plain language is, you know, does speak to our intent, which is that local licenses shall count the same as state licenses if state licenses are not handed out. If the state refuses to take action and go ahead and regulate this industry, then the presumption will fall upon the localities to take action. And we just wanted to be clear that an applicant who's licensed pursuant to the locality has the same protection as one who's licensed at the state level.
So But you, part of what I think I hear you saying is that you got to remember the context in which this appears. Paragraph G is about what happens if the General Assembly doesn't act under B.
Mm-hmm.
B is where the General Assembly is supposed to make exceptions from the criminal laws. And so you're saying this can be interpreted consistent with that. In other words, don't take it out of context. Don't read it too literally. But take it for the context that it appears in.
Correct.
Well, probably I'm probably full circle thinking it's better to leave it out, based on proponents' interpretation. But I'm not sure that the last sentence of G really adds anything surprising that voters need to know. That's not already implicit in the right to operate facilities and the requirement that there be legislation. Making exceptions to the criminal laws. Maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but I don't see that it's a new feature that is important to disclose. But although I'm troubled a little bit by the wording, I would support putting it in if it's something new and different than what's already in the measure. Thanks.
I won't offer the language if I won't have a second.
Well, would there be a second if there were a motion?
Okay.
No.
If not, then we'll go back to other potential changes to the staff draft. Ms. Eubanks?
In terms of the last phrase of the staff draft starting on line 11, where it says creating a local licensing process if the General Assembly does not adopt a state licensing process. First of all, I think that's incorrect in that the measure itself doesn't create a local licensing process, but it does require localities to establish a local licensing process. And then based on my question to Mr. Vicente, it seems like there's that local licensing process is utilized in more instances than just when the General Assembly doesn't adopt a state licensing process. That's one of them. Another is when the Department of Reg Agencies doesn't process applications as a general matter. A third is when the state denies a license and doesn't state a specific reason. Those are all reasons, circumstances when then an applicant can go the local licensing route. And so and then there's the whole sort of optional that localities can establish their own licensing process as long as it doesn't conflict with whatever the states created. So I don't know whether we want to just say requires localities to create a local licensing process to be utilized in certain circumstances. I mean, I don't want to list all the different reasons, but I don't think that this phrase, as it's currently drafted, is accurate for those reasons.
Annika?
I was originally okay with the first part of that comment about creating a local licensing process, but I could go either way on that. I agree on the second part, and I wonder if it would be accurate to say creating this or requiring localities to set up a local licensing process if the state fails to adopt or carry out a state licensing or something like that. Because that's, I think, what all three have to do with, essentially, if at whatever level the state doesn't process state-level licenses for whatever for those three basic reasons.
And I think I would be okay with that if, for the one circumstance where an applicant has applied to the state has denied the license for whatever reason, and the state fails to state the reason. I mean, I assume, Mr. Vicente, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if an applicant applies to the state denies the license for some reason, and they tell the applicant the reason, then the applicant can't turn around and apply to the locals. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's that weird...
Right, so it'd have to
They have a process. It's so just, unless you say that by the state not giving the applicant the reason for denial, that that's not having a process as part of the not having a process.
Well, what if it was something like if the state fails to create or properly carry out a state licensing process or program or something like that is sort of
or
meaningless enough that it captures all that.
Or maybe to require localities to create a local licensing process to be utilized in certain circumstances when a license can't be obtained from the state. Or that the license isn't obtained from the state?
Well, and that's accurate. It just suggests a little bit of that heads towards where you were, the question you asked that you wanted to get clarification.
The
clarification is that it's not just if the state doesn't give you one.
Right, and that's why I said certain circumstances, which doesn't tell the voters a lot, but at least it is a proviso of sorts.
Right. And I mean, I think I might be okay with that, but I just think it might be better if the state fails to establish or follow a proper system for granting state licenses or something like that. Because that captures both the DORA issue, the General Assembly issue, and the kind of micro, they failed to give a reason to me personally.
Right.
It's kind of the establish or properly follow is, I think, best I can come up with.
So if perhaps we say something instead to get rid of the reference to the General Assembly, maybe we say something like requiring localities to create a local licensing process to be used if a state licensing process is not established and followed.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Okay.
Let's try that.
So, on line 11, to strike creating after and insert requiring localities to create and then on line 12 to strike after if the General Assembly does not adopt and then after process, but before the period, insert is not established or followed.
I think minor addition to that, which is between process and if, on line 12, to insert to be used.
Okay.
But I don't think they can wait until the state process falls apart to set it up. It just is got to be set up and can be used.
Mr. Vicente, do you have any comment on that suggested language?
No comment.
I would move that change.
That's been moved. I'll second it. Further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Any other possible changes to the staff draft?
I have a couple small things.
Mr. Domenico.
One is extremely small, which is whether we need that colon in line 4.
I don't think so, especially since we don't have an enumerated list. I mean,
right, it's just a list separated by commas.
So change would be to take out the colon.
My other is only slightly more substantive, I think, but it's whether the idea of a license should be a little bit more prominent. And the thought I had was in line 2 to kind of track the language of the measure creating a right. You could either just track it creating a right to operate and to obtain a license to operate, or a right to obtain a license to operate, would, I think, get the same basic idea without quite as many words.
I think that's a good suggestion in light of the language.
Yeah, that was my impression was that this was about allowing these things, but requiring them, as Mr. Price, I think it was, said, this is about making sure that these things go through some kind of a government process. And as it is now, it's sort of, especially since we rejected his suggestion for the subject, it may give a little bit too freewheeling a picture of how things would operate. So I would suggest, probably my suggestion, creating a right to obtain a license to operate. I think I would defer to the proponent on whether to also include just the language, the right to operate.
Mr. Vicente?
I think we would prefer the new language, right to obtain.
So, Mr. Domenico's motion would be, as shown on the board, creating a right to obtain a license to operate a medical marijuana dispensing facility. The removal of the colon. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Ms. Gomez is displaying the title then as it would be changed. The understanding is the same changes would be made in the ballot title and submission clause that now begins on line 13. Further changes. I guess I hate to read something so long, but for the sake of the record, I'm just going to go ahead and read it into the record as we have it and then entertain a motion to adopt the staff draft as amended. So what we have at this point is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the operation of medical marijuana facilities, in connection therewith, creating a right to obtain a license to operate a medical marijuana dispensing or production facility, semicolon, requiring the General Assembly to adopt legislation regarding exceptions to the state's criminal laws for the cultivation and distribution of medical marijuana, comma, the licensing and operation of medical marijuana dispensing facilities and production facilities, comma, and civil penalties, semicolon, requiring localities to set up a local licensing authority for medical marijuana dispensing and production licenses and procedures for the issuance, comma, suspension, comma, and revocation of a local license, semicolon, permitting localities to adopt time, comma, place, comma, and manner restrictions on medical marijuana operations, semicolon, requiring the State Department of Regulatory Agencies to process and issue state medical marijuana licenses, semicolon, and requiring localities to create a local licensing process to be used if a state licensing process is not established or followed, period. Is there a motion then to adopt the staff draft as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0, and that completes action on number 43, and the time is 3:23 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
I suggest we take a 5-minute break. Is that all right?
Sure.
5-minute break.
When you read for pleasure, do you read comma, period,